Hello, my name is Emma Katz. Welcome to Tori Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Parakuf Lamed Chet, Psalm 138. This psalm focuses on the general theme of gratitude and thankfulness to God and trusting God. The psukim that we see here in this short 8-pasuk mizmor are psukim that you will recognize from the davening, from liturgy. However, the entire mizmor does not appear anywhere in the liturgy in its entirety. Rather, certain psukim have been picked out, and that's why some will look more familiar than others. Again, this mizmor is a short mizmor, only 8 psukim, and it can be broken down into 3 sections. Psukim 1 to 3 are a praise of Hashem from the perspective of the Mishorer, of the narrator of this mizmor. Psukim 4 through 6 are a praise of Hashem from the Malchei Eretz, from the kings of the world. And lastly, Psukim 7 through 8, Zion through Chet, are a prayer for salvation. This formula of beginning with praise and concluding with a request is one that we parallel in our tefillah. That if we look at our Shmona Esrei, our daily Amidah prayer, we do that as well. We begin with praise and then we go on to request. And in our prayer, we end off with thanksgiving, which is the overall theme that runs through this entire mizmor. So this small little mizmor parallels the way we structure our entire davening. So let's delve into each of these sections. If we look at Psukim Aleph through Gimel 1 to 3, again, this is a praise of Hashem from the narrator's perspective. It begins, L'David otcha b'chol libi neged Elokim azamrecha. Of David, I praise you with all my heart. Sing a hymn to you before the divine beings. Eshtacha ve'elhecha al-kadshecha, ve'odeh et shimcha al-chastecha v'al-amatcha, ki higdalta al-kol shimcha imratecha. I bow towards your holy temple and praise your name for your steadfast love and faithfulness. Because you have exalted your name, your word, and above all, the Ibn Ezra comments here, why the double language in the first verse, L'David otcha b'chol libi, and then neged Elokim azamrecha, why do we have this double language of I will praise God in my heart, and before God I will sing to him? And the Ibn Ezra states, L'David otcha b'chol libi, this is b'ne'alam, in a hidden way. Azamrecha, this is b'giloy. That we are not just going to praise God from the privacy of our own homes. Rather, we are going to go out and in front of everybody, we are going to praise God. And the opposite is true as well. One may be more naturally inclined to praise publicly, that it is a communal activity that we praise God. But rather, the Ibn Ezra is saying that the Mishorer, the narrator here, is saying it is important privately on your own to praise God as well. The Malbim comments here and says, what are these first two psukim talking about? That it is saying we should praise God in our hearts, we should sing neged Elokim, we should praise opposite God, and then in the next pasuk, eshtacha ve'elhecha al-kadshecha, specifically we should bow down towards your holy courtyard. What is all this talking about? And the Malbim differentiates two types of actions of God that we are praising in this mizmor. The Malbim says, L'David yidaber al shnei minei hanhagot shinhag Hashem et olamo. In these two psukim, we are talking about two ways in which God runs his world. The first, hanhaga hatmidit sheyashkiach be'emtzaot hateva. The first is the constant way in which God guides the world through his existence in nature. And the second is hanhaga hanisit sheyanhig shelo al yedei emtza'i v'shaliach rak hu levado. The second one is the leadership of the world that God does completely himself, not through any intermediaries, and this is the conducting of grand miracles. Then when it comes to nature, the forces of nature are as if the emissaries of God in running the world. However, when it comes to grand, miraculous actions, God himself is the only one who can carry these out. There is no emissary involved. There is no intermediary involved. Omer otcha becholibi neged Elokim azamracha. Al hanhaga hanisit. On this second type of God running the world, on this miraculous way in which God conducts the universe, we say the first pasuk, otcha becholibi neged Elokim azamracha. Sheyatzeir beofen hanhaga zo hamude al hatov, omei neged Elokim panim al panim. That through describing this type of leadership of God of the world, that through this mechanism of running the world, Hamuda al Hatov, that tells us about the good, Omei neged Elokim panim al panim. This first pasuk is talking to us about praising God panim al panim, face to face, when you are directly seeing God through a miraculous event, b'li emtza'i, without any intermediary. V'ro'et ha'malach atzmo, you see the king himself, eich asa tov ba'atzmo v'notein lo huda'a ba'amdo negdo. This is the praise that you give directly to the king when you see him directly in front of you. So this is the first pasuk, that we are neged Elokim azamracha, that when I am directly facing God, that is when I am going to praise him. The Malbim continues and says, so what is the second pasuk? Eshtachaveh v'neged hanhaga hashenit shehi be'emtzur hateva. This is the praise of God that we praise him for when he is found naturally within nature. You are not standing directly facing God when you are praising him, because the God is hidden in his inner chambers. This is telling us that when are we praising God for nature? When God is found up in the heavens. And before him are standing the servants of God, asher be'emtzautam yashgiach v'yaseh nisim nistarim, that through them God is doing these hidden miracles. U'bazeh eshtachaveh el heichal kadshecha. And this is why the Mishorer writes that we will bow down opposite heichal kadshecha, your holy chambers, ve'odeh et shimcha, and then we will praise your name. Ki ha'melch yoshev v'heichal, because the king is stationed in his heichal, in his courtyard, v'chadrei chadarim, he is somewhat hidden, v'hu ba'atzmo bilti noda rak shmo. And we only at this point know the name of God. We don't see God directly before us. So again, the Malbim is saying, the first pasuk is us praising God about the overt miracles, the seemingly miraculous actions that happen in our worlds. And the second pasuk is addressing the more hidden, the more natural ways of God in leading this world. Next up is Psukim Dalid through Vav, 4 through 6, the praise of Hashem from Malchei Eretz, from the kings of the world. In pasuk Hey, it says, V'yashiru b'darchei Hashem ki gadol kavod Hashem. Again, pasuk 5, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. God is the majesty of the Lord. The Ibn Ezra comments here and says, V'yashiru, what will they be singing? Lo yihyalahem shiru cheshek, they will not be singing songs of weaponry, o shirot milchamot, o songs of war, rak shirot b'tarchei Hashem. They will only be singing songs praising the ways of God, ulesaper b'masav, to tell over the wondrous things that God has done. So what we are saying is that when we praise God, as we describe in the first few psukim, then the Malchei Eretz, the kings of the world, when they become aware of what God has done in the world, they too will sing God's praises. Lastly, in psukim Zion and Chet, 7 and 8, we are asking for salvation from God. It is a plea for a continued relationship and continued protection from God. In Pasuk Chet it says, Hashem yigmor ba'adi, Hashem chasecha le'olam, ma'aseh yadecha al teref. The Lord will settle accounts for me. O Lord, your steadfast love is eternal. Do not forsake the words of your hands. We are calling out to God and we are saying, we see everything that you do for us in this world. Please, God, continue to protect me. Again, the overall theme of this mizmor is one of thanksgiving. However, the Al-Sheikh adds another theme, and that is the power of specifically being in the Beis HaMikdash to daven, to pray. That we mention Behichal Kachecha, in the innermost courtyard of God, that the Al-Sheikh is saying that this is one of the more subtle themes, is one that describes to us the extra power of being in Heichal Kachecha, the courtyard of God, when we are praising God. Also interesting to notice is that there are a number of language parallels between the praises of the Mishorer and the praises of the Malchei Eretz, of the kings of the world. For example, it says Odcha, and then later on it says Yoducha, that we are going to praise God, both the Mishorer and the Malchei Eretz. And another language parallel is that there is a lot of language of Shira, of Zimra, of singing. That it says that Azamracha, we will sing to you, and Yashiru, that the kings of the world, they will sing to you. There are many connections, therefore, in practicality, between our praise and the praise of the Malchei Eretz. That the way in which they see us pray to God, is the way in which they will in turn pray to God and praise God. Lastly, I want to end off with one idea of the Mei HaShilalach, Rav Tzadok Milublin, that he comments on Pasuk Aleph. Again, in Pasuk Aleph, when it said, L'David otcha b'chol libi, neged Elokim azamracha. O David, I praise you with all my heart, sing a hymn to you before the divine beings. The Rav Tzadok, the Mei HaShilalach, is picking up on this idea of otcha b'chol libi, that I am going to praise God with my entire heart. Why specifically my heart? Why not b'chol gufi, with my whole being? B'chol machshavi, with all of my thoughts? Why specifically otcha b'chol libi? Why will I praise God in my heart? And Rav Tzadok writes beautifully, and he says, V'hayinu shehashem yitzbarach higdil al divrei Torah et amrato. The Mei HaShilalach says that when Hashem communicates with us, it is through more than only divrei Torah. Shamirahu bilechisha, that Hashem whispers to us. Shehashem yitzbarach luchish ba'aznei ha-ba'al tshuva, that Hashem whispers in the ears of a ba'al tshuva, one who has done tshuva. Sheyishuatcha ani, I am your salvation. She'af she'avar al divrei Torah, that even though you have not followed my explicit words, you have not followed me outwardly. Mikol makom, ein lecha davar she'omed b'fnei ha-tshuva, there is nothing holding you back from tshuva. I want you back. That Rav Tzadok is saying that this mizmor is one of saying that we sometimes are not only able to praise God externally, outside of our bodies, through following in God's ways and listening to his words. Rather, sometimes the root is bili bi. That at sometimes you are only able to praise God internally, because that is where you are at. That you are able to listen to that lechisha, that whisper from God, that God is saying to you, I want to continue to protect you, to be your salvation, even if the praise right now is only coming from within your heart. So again, to recap, this is a mizmor of thanksgiving to God, thanking God on our own personal level, then moving on to a national and international level with the praise of God from the Malchei Eretz, the kings of the world, and concluding with a request to God for continued salvation and continued protection. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.